We just heard about how families struggle to pay back the victims of their kids' crimes. But that isn't the only thing parents are asked to pay for. In California and elsewhere, they're increasingly required to take on more of the costs of their child's incarceration. One problem with that? Incarcerated children are more likely to come from low-income families, according to Youth Radio in this investigative series, Double Charged. In this next report, Youth Radio's Miles Bess looks at the impact of fines and fees on parents who are least likely to be able to pay.
All right, go for it. Step on in.
Standing in the hallway outside a hearing room at the Alameda County Juvenile Justice Center, you see benches filled with teenagers and their families, waiting to appear in court. Many dressed up in button-downs and ties, looking their Sunday best. A lot of moms, too, and little brothers and sisters who'd clearly rather be elsewhere.
Mama, I'm so hungry.
Many teens are here for trials and probation hearings. But on any given day, others are trying to negotiate fines and fees. The bill starts adding up before the courtroom, when you're arrested. Even if you're innocent, in Alameda County, the investigation alone will cost you $250.
You get fines for the public defender. You get charged for incarceration.
That's Deborah Mendoza, probation officer turned advocate, who can list fees off the top of her head.
And there's a fee for being in juvenile hall. There's a daily fee for if you're on GPS.
If you total the average fees for a juvenile, it's close to $2,000.
And it becomes this just machine that seems to be, you know, hopeless.
It's parents who are responsible for the bill, and that's the trend across the country. Legal scholar Lauren Brookeisen from NYU's Brennan Center for Justice.
There are more and more criminal justice fees that are added every single year in this country. In recent years, about 20 state legislatures passed laws holding parents responsible for their children's crimes.
In California, parents have the right to negotiate fees, but it's not easy. If they don't pay, officials can garnish parents' wages, take their tax refunds, or place liens against their property.
Sometimes it is more expensive administratively to collect these fees than the money you're actually receiving in revenue. And that is the great irony of the situation.
In Alameda County, one of the poorest in the San Francisco Bay Area, half of the fees charged to parents remain unpaid. That's according to the county's own data, based on a recent 5-year period.
My immediate thought was like, whoa, like how are we going to do this? How are we going to pay this off? It's a lot of money.
When Miguel Garcia was 14, he stole a car. He was put on probation in order to attend an alternative to jail program, which he completed. He thought he could put his bad decisions behind him. But then at a court date where he hoped for closure, he found out his family still owed something for his crime. Money.
I didn't know what to do. I felt like guilty because my mom was sitting next to me. I just looked at my mom like she was pretty upset.
The total bill was $800. Garcia says that's high for his family, especially since his mom was unemployed at the time.
Step over to my office.
Back at the courthouse, Joshua Hopkins is sitting on a bench waiting to be called into a hearing. Hopkins is 13, but he looks a lot older.
People mess with me and then get me frustrated, and then I fight.
The fighting has led to time in juvenile detention, and that adds up to a lot of fees, according to his mom, LaPortia John.
I have to pay a public defender fee, juvenile investigation fee, and then the supervision fee, and then the juvenile institution. So I owe a total of $736.
Miss John owes the money, even though her son's not in her care. Because of a mental health issue, Joshua lives in a private group home. But his mom is still responsible for the court fees when he messes up.
He's my son, but I ask for help, and I'm getting hurt because it's financially creating hardship.
That's part of being a parent. You know, you're responsible for your kids and their actions.
That's Terry Wiley, assistant district attorney for Alameda County's juvenile division. If young people and their families have a problem paying, Wiley says there's a straightforward solution.
Don't be committing crimes and you won't owe any money. Very simple.
For Zoe Matthews, it's not simple at all. In 2010, her son Deshaun Morris was incarcerated for the better part of a year. Months after being released from jail, he was shot and killed. Her son was dead, but the debt lived on, including ongoing calls from county collections.
It's a constant reminder that, no, he's not here anymore.
Matthew's son was locked up for 208 days at a cost of almost $30 a day.
By being incarcerated, you're paying your debt back to society. So then they're going to charge you an additional per night stay as if there were some options. The bills are additional stress to already a very painful situation that I will be dealing with for the rest of my life.
Matthew says the county has agreed to reduce her monthly payment, but won't reduce the total bill, $7,500, for her deceased son's fees. For Cross Currents, I'm Miles Best.